Brady campaign apoplectic over ATF allowing drive-up gun sales. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 15, 2020. The Brady campaign to prevent gun violence went apoplectic after the ATF issued a regulatory clarification allowing federal firearms license holders, FFLs, to sell firearms via drive-up windows at gun stores. The Brady campaign tweeted. First, the Trump administration declared gun stores essential. Now, the ATF is promoting them to operate drive-through windows. Let's be clear, gun stores are not McDonald's. You shouldn't be able to buy an AR-15 like you do a burger and fries. Ironically, the purchase of a burger and fries via drive-up window does not require a background check. But the ATF's allowance of gun sales via drive-up window does. On April 12, Breitbart News reported that the ATF's clarification does not diminish the requirement that would-be gun buyers undergo a National Instant Criminal Background Check System, NICS, background check. And it does not allow the sale to be conducted on property other than the property housing the FFL's gun store. But the option of drive-up sales does allow the FFL and their employees to sell firearms and ammunition in a way that respects and upholds social distancing, at a time when arresting the spread of the coronavirus is paramount. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Dan Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsHawkins. Reach him at @HawkinsHawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.